Blog Talk Radio.
Salam to Tenayus Kalim, Melkam, Adi, Ahmed, Adarasachu, Happy Ethiopian New Year's. Here, over here in the West, it's the 10th of September, September 11th. It's the eve of the Ethiopian New Year, 2015. We look at the short count. The short count, 7,515, Khabarim. This Ethiopian New Year, Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year, right here, testifying. Melkam Adis Ahmet. Melkam, beautifully good. Adis New Ahmet Year, Adarasacho. May it reach the eye. May a beautifully good New Year reach the eye.
I'm going to testify
to the Ethiopian New Year. Mekai and I pray.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስትህ ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
Yes, I going to the Ethiopian New Year here from the Shabbat Shalom. Send best salam. May I and I pray. Prince Farai. Lord's Prayer right here. Happy New Year.
Patrick me, Geronimo Benzigo. Work out from the fire and you never get burned. Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven. Always be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, O daily bread, and forgive those the trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Yeah. Patrick B. Sharana Bendigo, we're casting the fire and they never get burned. Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive those the trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, yeah. For and glory, y'all. Patrick Misha, round of Indigo. Gaffin of fire, and they never get burned, yeah. Daniel will cast from the lion's den, and yet he will deliver. Yeah. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Yeah. Forgive those that trespass against us. Patrick Misha,
Melkam Adis Ahmed, here. the eve, here at the eve, Ethiopian New Year's, short count 2015, right here in the season, here Sabbath Eve, the eve of Ethiopian New Year. We open up right here with a couple of words of prayer right here for the New Year, here to hear from Nassim Black, the blackout episode, right? Episode 6, a little excerpt here. Prayer, the power of prayer and prayer by the righteous. Hear this.
I'll be there in like literally seconds.
Yeah.
don't even know what it is. I don't even know what to ask. Yo. Hey. Yeah. Gold City. Marone. We in here. Yeah. I'm running in the mountain saying word to the boss. Yeah. I jump in the water, get the keys to the car. Yeah. I ain't trying to live, I'm trying to drive till I'm gone. Yeah. Trust me on my own, cause I came here alone. Yeah.
There's nothing more that I love than going to go frequent the graves of the righteous people and just being there. And this serves two purposes. You get to marvel and to think about the life that this person accomplished in living a life that was purely and devoted to God.
I paint the picture, make it clear. Don't take the picture for the kids. Fake lives, fake flashes. Street eyes, fake lashes. Gold chains, what they gave him. Another rope, they can hang him. Tide came here to sink him. Praise God, we gon' thank him.
And on the second hand, you're there to remind yourself what the purpose of life is. Because when one goes and they go to the graveyard, if they're sensitive enough, they start to see. And one day, this is going to be me. How am I living my life now? What am I doing right now? What's going to be written on my tombstone? What's going to be said in my eulogy about me? And to be able to grow sensitive to God, to be able to grow sensitive to the call that goes out from heaven every day. And he's begging us to return to him. Every single sign, every single hint, every single conversation that a person has is some type of call from the heavens. Come back to me. Come closer. I want you closer. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have prayer.
When you're down, we never give up, 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 we gon' pull you out, yeah.
Always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person happen to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what, but it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnias, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely going to see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of Hashem.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you, dear. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart begins to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell.
Bemez Mordawi, Sittina Hule. Besma Abba, well, we menfes kadu sahadu amla kame. كبر الأكفال وكبر الجلس وكبر بحيرة وكبر السلامة وحيرة الله جاء راس الفرعي أجا جا ويا ويل أجا جا ويا ويل ايه سنبت سلام A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the sultry, playing on the tenth string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand me so. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, inside your home and still send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Beit
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Far away.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom and a Melkam. Melkam Adis Amet. Melkam, good. Melkam, good. Adis New Amet. Year. Here, the eve of the Ethiopian New Year, here on the Ed and the Irid. Here we're on this 10th day. This is the eve, so already over there, it's already like the new day. So just to kind of like, you know, the eve of the new year, right? The eve, the Wazema. So the eve is known in the Royal Amharic as the Wazema. So here on the Ian and the Irid, we're at the Wazema over here in the west. Over in the east, well, it's already the new day. The day is going through, you know, the east and the west equation. So we had the Wazema of the Adis Amet. So Adis Amet, Melkam, Adis Amet, Adarasachu. May a beautifully good new year reach you all. Yes, I may reach all. And all in all who can receive the new year right here on the Ian and the Irid. Got one more tune to kind of share, at least on the new year vibe right here at this time. Ethiopia. It's called Ethiopia, featuring DJ Calm, Ras, Johnny, Jerusalem. So we have Ethiopia tune right here. DJ Calm, Ras, Johnny, Jerusalem. Hear this.
Home entertainment.
Everything in time.
Come. Yes.
Rajani.
Allah.
Jerusalem.
Dubai for the love of Ethiopia, a pretty land, shines to Africa, divide the people, something is magical, Ethiopia is the reggae capital, I pray, just I wanna visit ya, I pray, major blessed ya, no way, no way, not gonna leave it now, day after day, I can't believe it now.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta Kohulum Ahayin Asaya Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, yes, yes.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
And right here is a traditional Ethiopian tune, a chant, a song. Abebaye, Abeba, Abeba's flower, Abebaye, my flower. Abebaye hoy, oh my flower. Ethiopian New Year's girls song, girls chanting this song. Abebaye hoy, oh my flower. Yes, a new flower. Addis Ababa, Abebaye hoy. Malcolm Addis Ahmed, Dennis Brown, oh, what a day.
Robbing and oppressing the poor. He knows they can't take.
This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, yes, I. For this Shabbat, ki tetzei, Sabbath, when you go forth, when you go forward, here for Senbet Be'wetah Gisei. From the King of Kings Bible, when you come out, when you go forth. Context here is when you go forth to war, as we pick up here the 49th degree of I sabbatical study. But we still have some reason and some very important Q&As from the previous sabbatical study, from the previous Shabbat Strong, from the 48th. So here, let's just pick up a question 40 and see if we can go through this right here. For we ride up right here on the eve of Ethiopian New Year. Also, this is the fifth, right? The fifth of the Shabbats of Comfort. So Ethiopian New Year, Ethiopian Kingdom of God New Year's corresponds here Judaically, Hebraically, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the Order of Melchizedek, with the fifth of the 7 weeks or Shavuot. The seventh class, the 2 sevens here. So here we have these 7 weeks of comfort as we trot forward to the Judaic, the Hebraic New Year, which is governed by the lunar. So the Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year on the solar. You know, the sun and the moon cycle, they have different cycles, but both of these help us to tell time. So here for the time and the season here in this Gregorian 2022, the Ethiopian New Year, the calculation will be 2015, the short count, long count 7,515. But here we're at the fifth of the 7 Shabbats of Comfort. This is known as Rani Akra, Rani, Singh, speaking to She, speaking to Yisrael, speaking to Ethiopia and Covenant. Rani, Rani, sing, Akra, Akra, O barren one, sing, O barren one. Full of context, sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more. Will be more than the children of her who is married. So right there from the Haftarah, here's the sixth of the seven Shabbats of comfort for this Shabbat Kiyat Teitzei, for this Senbet Bewatah Gizeh, this Shabbat Rani, Akra Rani, sing, Akra, O barren one, Rani Akra, Lo, Yalada, who did not bear, Yalada, Pitzachi, Rana, Withaheli, Lo, Hala, Ki, Rabin, Bnei, Shomei, Ma, Mi, Bnei, Beula, Amar Yahuwah, sing, O barren one, Rani Akra, who did not bear, Lo Yalada, Lo Yalada, who did not give birth, break forth into singing and cry aloud, Pitzachi, Rana, Pitzachi, break forth, Rana, Rana, and singing and ringing in shrilling tones, Rana, with Fahli, Fahli, and cry aloud, you who have not been labor, Lo Hala, Lo Hala, who did not Hala, Hala, like a woman to give birth, going to labor pains, Lo, not Hala, who did not give labor or was not in labor. Why? Why do this? Why Rani Akra? Why speaking to Yisrael as a corporate, we say the woman, right? Why do we speak to Israel as a woman? Why is the prophet here in Yeshaya, Isaiah 54:1, the key verse right here for this Shabbat, the fifth of the seven Shabbats of comfort as we trot forward to the lunar solar new year, to the lunar new year, here. So we have basically, after this, we got two more Shabuas. So in this season, we have on the solar count, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, the new year, according to the solar, comes a little bit earlier. It's very key in some seasons when they really align, when both the solar and the lunar, right? We could say the Ethiopian, the Hebrew really lines up, right? But here in the season, the reason for the season, I'd like to go through some more of these questions right here. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who was married. Ki Rabim, for Nuf one, Rabim, Rabim, Nuf Nuf, Rabba, Rab Nuf, Ki Rabim, for Nuf Nuf ones, Bnei Shomeima, Bnei, the children of Shomeima, of she who is desolate, Bnei Shomeima, the children of the desolate, Mi Bnei, from the children, Beula, 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 that has a husband or that is married. Amar, who say this? Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. So here in the season, looking forward to the Hebrew, you could say the Judaic, even for I and I, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, right? According to I and I Hebrew, churchical, ecclesiastical calendar for the new year coming forward this year, Sunday, interesting Sunday, the first day, September 25th, and 2 days after that, we have Maskal, a.k.a. Meskel, the finding of the true cross, and it's interesting how that ceremony, right, that ceremony in Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, of the true messianic way right there in the new covenant sense, that early church, that true church, and the professing church, how that corresponds with Sukkot, which is tabernacles, feasts, in-gathering, tabernacles. Isn't that a key word? The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. According to some of the ancient calculations, this was in the ancient Ethiopian church seen as a time when Yeshua was born. And some say the combined birth dates of the mother, right, the mother of our Lord and Savior, and the son, corresponding with the September 11th, the Ethiopian New Year, right? September 11th, except for leap years, but this is not a solar leap year, so it's September 11th, and here we're at the eve, and once again, Melkam Adis Amet Adarasachu. So with that being said, right there, let us ride up right here. So we have a couple additional questions to go through for continuity purposes. Some additional questions here for continuity purposes. Question 40 from the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the previous, the 48th degree, from Shabbat Shoftim, Senvet Farajoch, Sabbath Judges. Question 40. Who first prophesied that Yisrael, Yasharala, would have a melech, would have a king according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 49, verse 10? Who was it? It was Abinu Yaakov, the patriarch, our father Jacob. He prophesied that from the line, the lineage of Yehuda, of Judah, would come HaMashiach, would come the Messiah, the true regent of the Beit Israel, of Amo Yisrael, King Saul, Shaul HaMelech. Therefore, he understood that. He understood that his reign was temporary until a descendant of Yehuda, until a descendant of Judah would assume the throne. That's very interesting when we look at the fact that both of them were anointed. Shaul was anointed, as is according to the Torah direction instruction, and the anointed one is the Messiah, and in a new covenant sense, that would be like the Christ one. So we have a two Christs here, and we look at the crisis between King Saul and King David. It's a very interesting type. We have King Saul, right, that manifests a type of anti-Christ because he's against the true Christ, the David, and how David shows that heart of Yahuwah, that heart of Jehovah. So the first one to prophesy that Yisrael, that Israel, Yasharala, would have a melech, a king, a negus, was the patriarch Yaakov, was Abino Jacob. Question 41, why did King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, negus Solomon's heart go astray? Why did King Solomon's heart go astray? Because he had taken, because he had taken so many wives, I would say foreign wives, foreign, not just being foreign as not Israelites, but foreign in spirituality and psycho-spirituality, but because he had taken so many foreign wives and concubines, and he sought aggrandizement through amassing wealth and even great wealth. Now, it's interesting because we look at HaTorah and we see the direction instructions when we would have a melech. What is a Torah direction instructions when we would have a king? So we see that Shlomo, Solomon's heart had went astray because he had taken so many wives and concubines, right? And most of them, if not all of them, were foreign-minded to the true mind. Let this mind be in you. And also, Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Solomon, has sought aggrandizement through amassing wealth, even great wealth. And the sages, right, the Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah, they say that Shlomo's reign, Solomon's reign, was a parable, was a mashal in the Hebrew, a parable. Misale Bamarinya. It was a parable of sorts to teach that it is dangerous to explain the reasons for divine prohibitions. Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, he regarded himself as wiser than others and therefore not subject to the same failings or shortcomings as lesser intelligent men, though his latter end proved him wrong in his assumption. Now, a very interesting note here for the Chavarim is the Kibra Negev, the queen of Sheba and the only son Menelik, the translation, E.A. Wallace Budge right there. But the Kibra Negev, what it says concerning Shlomo as concerning his going astray, his heart going astray, how it resonates with what the ancient Hebrew and Judaic sages say concerning Shlomo, Solomon's reign, his rule, how it was a parable. It was a mashal, like a proverb of sorts, to teach, lilamed, that it's dangerous to explain the reasons for divine prohibitions. One can say maybe to even explain away. Shlomo, Solomon, regarded himself as wiser than others because of that great wisdom that Hashem had given him, and therefore not subject to the same failings or shortcomings as less intelligent men. Though we get to see, and is demonstrated here, even as it is written, his latter end proved him wrong in those of his assumptions. Question 42. Ultimately, who is Yisrael Yasharala's Melech? Who is Yisrael's Negus? Who is Israel's king? Here, point of reference, Yeshaya, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. Well, in Isaiah, Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 2-2, it says, for Yahuwah, he who be who he be HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is our judge. Yahuwah, he who be who he be HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is our lawgiver. Yahuwah, he who be who he be, is our king, is our Melech, Melkeinu, Megusachin. He will Yeshua, I and I. He will save I and I. Adonenu, Yeshua, Robenu, Yeshua is the true judge, lawgiver, right? And that prince, right, for Jah people and indeed for the whole world. And his father, our father, is the King of Kings. Question 43. How were the Levites Halloween? The Lewin, the Levites, the Lewarion, how were they to make their living in Israel? How were the Levites, since the Levites didn't have inheritance with the rest of the tribes, right? We could say with the other 12 tribes, they did not have an inheritance. So how were the Levites to make their living in Israel? According to Deuteronomy, Devarim 18, verses 1 to 5, well, they were supposed to be supported. They were supposed to be supported by the tithes of Ha'am, of Jah people, of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel. Each received dues, even if he had a personal inheritance, according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 8. Question 44, did all the Lewim, the Levites, did all of them serve at the sanctuary, the Mishkan, in Yisrael and Yasharala, according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 6 to 8? The answer is no. They resided in what is known as the Levitical cities that were spread throughout the nation, and they served as Torah scholars and judges. So the Levites, they resided in the Levitical cities that were to be spread throughout the nation, right, called Yisrael, all of Israel, throughout the nation, and they were to serve as Torah scholars as well as judges. Both the priests, the Kohanim, and the Levites, the Lewim, they served HaMishkan, the sanctuary, on a rotating basis. Though on festivals, on the Mo'adim, of Yahweh, of Yahweh, they all served together. Dawit HaMelech, David the king, David the king later established the 24 watches, or we know in the Hebrew as the Mishmarim. He established the Mishmarim. The Mishmarim, the watches, the 24 Mishmarim, the watches or the weekly divisions of the Avodah, of the Avodah, the service at HaHekal, at the temple, at the Mishkan, at the holy place, according to Second Chronicles In 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 14, we get to see that Dawid HaMelech of the tribe of Yehuda, he later established the 24 Mishmarim, the watches, the weekly divisions of the Avodah, the service at HaHekal, at the temple, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 14. Each Mishmar, Mishmar come from Shama. Shama means to observe. Shama means to guard. In the more ancient Hebrew, shamar means to hedge about. For example, a rose. You know a rose, the flower, the rose? The rose, in a sense, is shamarred by the thorns. So that's a sense of the root sense, Hebraically, of the word shamar. But often it's brought out in the translation as to observe, to keep, to watch, to observe. Each of the mishmar, each watch, which composed that weekly division of labor or service, was itself divided. Each mishmar was divided into six groups. The six groups are called the batei avot. Batei avot, baite, the house, the head, the family, right? So we have like the bait, in some enunciation, it's like bat. What's interesting is that bait in Hebrew is house, and bat is daughter. So we have bate, the house of, or the families of the abot. The abot, the fathers, the avot, the head of the family. So each mishmar was divided into six groups that were called the baitei avot, the head of the families, so that a different family would serve on each day of the Shavua, each day of the Shavua and on the Shabbat. And all the mishmarim, all the watches, all of the 24 watches would serve together. Question 45. When Yisrael, Yasharala, entered the land, were they forbidden to learn about the abhorrent customs of those seven Canaanite nations, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9? Question. The answer, they were permitted to learn about them in the sense of being able to judge, to discern, to distinguish, to judge that they were contrary to HaTorah of Eloheinu, of Ayinai Power, Ayinai Elohim, though they were forbidden to imitate or practice any of these practices. That's why when you read, even translation says, do not learn to do. People just stop right there. They put their own artificial comma or period wherever they want to. But the fullness says, don't learn to do, right? But they were to learn about them in the sense of being able to judge or discern that they were contrary, right, to the Torah, right, the Torah, the direction instruction of Eloheinu. They were forbidden, right, to learn to do them in the sense of to learn to imitate or to learn to practice any of these abhorrent practices. Question 46. What horrifying practice was associated with Molech worship, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 18:10? Now, Molech can be said to mean king. Well, Molech actually is like, okay, we say Melech. Melech is king in the proper pronunciation. Molech is king in a distorted pronunciation. So we have Melech, proper pronunciation, Melech, king, Melech. So when we say Molech, it reminds me of how some, you know, the one, what's this, Mengistu Haile Mariam, right? You know, the Ethiopian Oliver Cromwell, so to speak. You know, the Ethiopian Oliver Cromwell? Yeah, I say that. Go check it out. You'll see that there's a lot of resonance there. Sometimes we'll say, so Mengistu means kingdom. Well, Mengistu means his kingdom, the government. It's a good name, Mengist. In the Amharic, Mengistu, also the Gutas, mean the kingdom, the kingdom, right? But when we say Mangustu, so ones and ones will say Mangustu, as to separate the true, the proper word, right, from its improper use. So the same applies to this term, that is known as Molech. Molech. Another kind of analogy of it is in the term, we have the term Obia. Obia. Obia is in the Torah. And when I say Obia is in the Torah, it points out Obia. It's from Oba. Oba. Some say that Oba is a distorted pronunciation of Ab. Ab. Ab is father, and Oba, right? And Ob is like a distorted pronunciation of that. Right, hold on for one moment right here. Yes. So right here, Molech, a type of king. This was a ancient Phoenician god or something that they worshipped as a Elohim or god whose idol was heated with fire so that a child could be burnt to death as a sacrificial offering in its outstretched arms. To drown out the screams of the children, drums were beaten loudly as the idolaters loudly chanted to cover up the screams as well as to cover up, you know, the sound of the children, you know, the suffering and dying children. So to cover that up, you know, they basically beat their drums, you know, really, really loud and everything as a cover up. Now, there's a metaphysical Bible dictionary, something we want to just share right here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters, just to grab the metaphysical Bible dictionary. Give me one moment right here. Got to move around some of the books right here. So the hard copy metaphysical Bible dictionary, because this brings out even in, you could say, a right now application in the new covenant sense. Right, when we say, okay, what is Molech? That was like the historical of Molech right there. But getting to the metaphysical, right, getting to the metaphy cycle basis here, let's go to Molech right here in the metaphysical Bible dictionary, because this really applies to it. So we can see whether there is Molech worship going on today. A lot of people will say so. They'll point to the owl. They'll point to Bohemian Grove and this and that, but they really don't get into the Hebrew and get to the roots. So let's get to the roots right here. So Molech, right, a distortion of Melech, which is king, is a type of king, ruler, counselor, judge, especially it was among the Phoenicians, allegedly, as well as the national god of the Ammonites, right, the Elohim of the Ammonites. Children were sacrificed in the fire to Molech. We have Leviticus 18:21, Leviticus 20:2-5, 1 Kings 11:7. Now, Malcham, which means their king, Malcham in the Hebrew, is another name for that god. Metaphysically speaking, concerning Molech, right? Molech is the ruling of public opinion. Did you know? According to the Hebrew metaphysics of Molech, right? So Molech worship, right? The ruling of public opinion and of the, quote, mind of the flesh. So in the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant sense, right? In the right now application, the mind of the flesh, the carnal mind. Molech worship is carnal mind worship. Molech worship is the ruling of public opinion, following after the people, following after the crowd, going after the broad way. The ruling of public opinion and of the mind of the flesh, the carnal mind, in one's consciousness. Children's being sacrificed in the fire to this Elohim Acharim, this other people's Elohim Molech, it signifies one mentally burning and destroying new ideas by allowing fear, false evidence appearing real, of or deep regard for what other persons, what other people may think. So when you have a deep regard for what other people may think, this is the public opinion, worshiping of public opinion, Molech worship, with the prejudices, the customs, the desires of other people and of the outer man, the man of the flesh, the carnal man, rule in one's life and liberty to the extent that one refuses or neglects to give place and expression, right, to these new and true and higher ideas, ideals. So here, 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 Molech worship, what we got from this right here, Molech worship even today is the ruling of public opinion, right? The mind of the flesh, the carnal mind, right? Allowing what other people, like following the broad way, right? Following the broad way instead of Yahweh, right? Stay on the way. And it says, when we tried, the voice behind I and I will say, this is the way, the Zohar Derech, tried in it, right? Don't go to the left hand, don't go to the right hand. The straight and narrow way helps I and I to avoid the Molech worship. So Molech worship, the ruling of public opinion, or we can say social media today, right? The mind of the flesh, the carnal mind, is Molech worship. And children, right, being sacrificed in the fire, metaphor, psychically speaking, right, to this Elohim Ahrim, other people, Elohim, other Elohim, signifies one mentally burning and destroying, when we say the new ideas, we have even the new covenant, right, ideas by letting phobia and fear, right, false evidence appearing real, or a deep regard, right, having a deep, it's like when Torah says, not to regard, right, you know, regard persons, have regard of persons, having a deep regard for what other persons, other people, right, may think, in other words, public opinion, right, with the prejudices, customs, desires of the outer man of the flesh, the carnal man, as Rastafari, the elders, had taught I and I when we first tried, no carnal mind, so Molech worship. Fire abundant. 46, question 46, right? That was question 46 right there. Question 47, what connection is there between Gehenna, right, or Gehenna and Molech? Is there a connection between Gehenna? This term kind of comes down in a translated sense to be what people refer to vaguely as hell, right, as hell. But what connection is there between Gehenna, right, Gehenna and Molech? Well, in the Judaic tribe and tradition, right, it states that there was a temple, right, to Molech once located south of Jerusalem, right? The tradition states that there was once a temple or a shrine or something to Molech, right, that was once located south of Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It was situated in a place that was called Gehinnom. Gehinnom in Hebrew is the word sound for Gai means a valley. Gehinnom, the valley of Hinnom, or Gai ben Hinnom, the valley of the son of Hinnom. And some say, based on the Hebrew, this was so named because of the cries of the murdered children. Cries in this sense in the Hebrew is Nohem. The Nohem was called Gehinnom, the valley of Hinnom, because of the Nohem, the cries of the murdered children. The fires of the valley of Hinnom, Gehinnom, are identified as a picture of the fires, the Esh, the Isat, of what they call hell, because of this horrible, despicable association. The prophet Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 31, a point of reference for the Habarim. Later, after that, this valley was converted to a garbage dump. Right? So the tribe, the ancient tradition says that there was a temple there, right, to Molech south of Jerusalem, and later on after that, that valley, the valley of Gehinnom, it was converted to a garbage, a trash dump, a garbage dump where filth and refuse and dead animals were burnt. So it was during the Second Temple period. The Second Temple period is what ones might say the first century or the Brit Chadash, the New Testament period, so to speak, during the Second Temple period, right, that Gehenna, which is a Greek form from Gehinnom in the Koine Greek, it's Gehenna, right, in the street Greek, in other words, the Koine Greek is Gehenna, which is based on the Hebrew Gehinnom. This became identified with a place of torment, and thus this the idea that has kind of come down to us through Western Gentile Christianity of quote hell. Question 48, what is Kesem? Kesem, What is kesem or divination? Divination in Hebrew, the kesem. What is kesem, right? Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. Divination or kesem, according to the Hebrew in the Torah, kesem, divination, is an attempt to gain insight into a question or situation by way of what ones call or refer to secret, hidden, other people's rites, ritual, such as gazing at an object until a person enters a trance-like state and pretends to foretell the future. But bringing out a little bit better the kesem sense, it's almost as the translation into English says, right? Trying to peer into the divine without permission, basically, is kesem, right? So that one can almost pretend that they are divine, peering into the divine mind. Question 49. What is a soothsayer? What is a soothsayer? Deuteronomy 18 and 10. Now, the Hebrew word for a fortune teller, a soothsayer, a.k.a. a fortune teller, it comes from the verb anan, anan in the Hebrew, anan. And anan in the Hebrew, anan is to make cloudy, cloud, anan. Anan is to make cloudy. So anan as a verb is to make cloudy. Anan as a noun is cloud. To obscure the truth. To obscure the truth for deceptive ends, for deceptive purposes. This term includes those who seek, right, for signs of what they call omens. Omens, instead of maintaining the true amen. Question 50, the 50th question. What is an enchanter, according to Deuteronomy 18 and 10? The Hebrew word for enchanter is nahash, nahash. Now, nahash is the same word used to describe the serpent in the Gan, the Eden, in the Garden of Delights. The serpent in the garden is known as the Nahash. Right now, note this. We have Nahash as a noun, which is serpent, right? And Nahash as a verb, right? To enchant, right? It is therefore associated with what they call witchcraft and the casting of spells or grimoires, right? Or words, almost like playing word games, uttering chants to influence the spiritual or the unseen world. Question 51. What is keshef? Keshef or, quote, sorcery. What is keshef according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10? What is keshef? Now, keshef, the word, it refers to the practice of the wizards or, quote, magicians, who are steeped in the so-called hidden and occult, what's called the hidden and occult knowledge. Paro, the Pharaoh of the Exodus, had those who practice this particular variety of what is generally called the occult among his advisors, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 7, 11. The prophet Malachi, my angel, Malachi, he saw the end of these sorcerers, right, to be terrible judgment, according to Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, verse 5. Question 52, what is a, quote, charmer? What is a charmer, according to Deuteronomy 18, 11? A charmer, right, in the Hebrew is a hover, chaver, hover, chaver, or hober chaber, hober chaber. And this from the Hebrew, English they say charmer, but in the Hebrew the hover chaver means a binder of binders, a binder of binders. This refers to one who can, for example, charm snakes or scorpions into obeying one's commands, right? Like snake handlers are therefore considered, this is why they're considered members of the occult. But the literal word for charmer is a hover or hover chaver, a charmer. Question 53. What is a medium, a wizard, Hebraically speaking, a medium, a wizard, or a necromancer? So what is a medium, a wizard, and a necromancer according to Deuteronomy 18:11? A medium, Hebraically speaking, is one who asks questions of a spirit. In the Hebrew, we say a shoel ov. In other words, shoel obia. We will say it today like shoel obia. But in the Hebrew, it's shoel ov, right? By means of a skin bottle. The skin bottle is what is referred to as an ob, that's used in certain occult, ancient occult rites and rituals. A wizard, in the Hebrew, referred to the wizard here, is a yidaoni. It's interesting because it comes from the word yada, like to know. A wizard, a yidaoni, is someone possessed, who is possessed by a ob, by obia, by a what they call a, quote, familiar spirit. And a necromancer is one who seeks to communicate, have intimate communication with the muta, the mutan, with the dead, the metin, according to 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verses 6 to 7. Bring that out a little bit more. Question 54, right? How does Ha'el, Ha'el the Almighty, Ha'elahin, Eloheinu, how does he describe all of these so-called occultic practices according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 12? They are all called to'evot, ancient pointing to'evot, modern Hebrew, to'evot. The to'evot is abomination. Literally something very disgusting, right? That makes you want to chuck, you know, right? Something detested and utterly rejected by Yahweh, by HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, by the Holy One. Blessed be he, blessed be the name. These practices, or rather malpractices, defile the land. So we ask, like, where does famine come from and food shortages? Why does land in some places fail, even in places that was very green, right, very green? How can it fail by human action, by these malpractices? Well, these practices defile the land and cause, this is what caused the seven Afro-Canaanite, the Canaanite nations, to be evicted or driven out by the landlord. Jehovah, the earth is Jehovah's and all of her fullness, the world and they that dwell therein. All right, the first day Psalm 24. Here, question 55. Instead of relying on the so-called occult, how were Jah people to hear the voice, the call of Yahweh, Jehovah, and how were they to discern? Right, discern, have a good understanding, overstanding of the way, ha-derek, the way to halakha, the way to try, according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 13 to 15. Well, Jah people were to be wholehearted, heart to call, as I and I say, wholehearted, not half-hearted, not double-hearted, but wholehearted, holistically hearted, lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be who be is divine majesty, and trust only, right, and trust only in the Hebrew prophets, right, and those who are chosen and sent by Eloheinu, by our power to reveal his will, the voice of the Nabim. Right, the Naveen, the prophets, were to be ascribed the same status as that given to Moshe, as that given to Moses. Though, of course, Ha-Nabi, the prophet, must demonstrate, must give I and I a manifestation, a demonstration, that he or she is indeed a true prophet, a prophet of Ha-Emet, a prophet of the Emet, a prophet of the truth. Of Yahweh, of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Question 56. What was unusual about Moshe as a Nabi, as a prophet of Yahweh, of Yahweh, of Jehovah? According to Numbers chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, what was unusual about Moshe as a prophet of Jehovah? Well, to ordinary prophets, to ordinary, you know, rank and file, Naveem, Jehovah sometimes makes himself known by visions or dreams. So Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, sometimes makes himself known to ordinary prophets, right, or regular prophets, distinct from Moshe, right, by visions or dreams. But Moshe, Rabbeinu, but Moses spoke to Ha Elohim, Panim El Panim, face to face, Panim El Panim, as a man, as a man speaks to his friend, without the use of metaphors or analogies, right, or symbolism, but directly, right, that must be interpreted. For example, we have the ladder of Yaakov, we have the chariot of Ezekiel, etc., etc. Question 57, how is Rabbeinu Yeshua, right, the Nabi, Ha-Nabi, the prophet, like and likened to Moshe? How is Yeshua, that prophet, and the prophet like Moshe? According to Deuteronomy 18:15, well, like Moshe, Yeshua, right, was a Hebrew, an Israelite. One can even say, according to the Spirit, a Jew, right? Moses, the tribe of Levi, Yeshua of Yehuda, but in the sense of, in the true faith, right? A Hebrew, an Israelite, a leader, a prophet, a lawgiver, a savior, a teacher, a priest, an anointed one. And here's the key. Here's the key here from HaTorah, right? From the Torah, the Brit HaYeshana, the Hebrew Bible, and the Brit Hadasha, the New Covenant scripts. A mediator, right? A mediator between Elohim and man. A mediator between God and man, who spoke to High Elohim, to High Lahim, to the Elohim, Panim El Panim, face to face, and revealed the Dibrei Elohim, the words, the oracles, even the living oracles of Elohim. And like Moshe, like Moses, he offered himself to die for the sins, for the ukeries, the forfeitures, the lacking, the slipping, the missing the mark of Ha'am, of Jah people. Question 58. What was the test of a false prophet, and what was to be his fate, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20-22? It really should be his or her fate, since we can have, you know, male prophets as well as female prophets. But here. What was the test? Question 58. A prophet, a Nabi, who claims to speak on behalf of Yahuwah Hashem, something that Eloheinu did not command him to speak, shall be put to death, shall be deaded on. The test of the prophet, Ha-Nabi, is this. If the prophet, Ha-Nabi, predicts something in Elohim's name, in the Hashem, in Yahweh, and the prediction does not come to pass, then the message was not spoken by Eloheinu, by Ayinai power, the true good, the true God. Question 59. What protection did someone who accidentally killed another have under the Hebrew, the Israelite, you could say the Torah system, the Judaic legal system? Question 59. Well, someone who killed somebody accidentally, he was given the opportunity to flee, right? To flee to a city of refuge, to a sanctuary city, and to make his case before the assembly, the Sanhedrin Katana, before the Sanhedrin, the assembly. The Katana is like that small assembly. The Gedola is the great assembly that was composed of members at that city of refuge, the sanctuary city, the members of the Levitical judges, the Shoftim. If he was cleared of a charge of murder, he was allowed to dwell there in the city of refuge, in a sanctuary city, under the protection of HaTorah, the protection of the Torah and the Levites, that Levitical sanctuary city, until the death of the Kohen Gadol. And mind you, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, is the one who is anointed as well. So in that type, he is like the Moshiach, the death of the Moshiach, the death of the Messiah, the high priest. Now, then after that, he could return home without any fear of retribution from the avenger of blood, the Goel Hadam, the redeemer of blood, or the avenger of blood, which was the next of kin, who sought vengeance for the death of their kin. Now, if he was guilty of murder, as it was proven that, well, he was guilty of murder, he was executed. The interesting thing about this Torah here, this direction instruction right here, is that one of the key things that it hinges on is whether one had hatred for their brother, expressed hatred for the one that they claim to accidentally have died near or by them. It's an interesting reasoning right there. Question 60, how many cities of refuge were given to the Levites and where were they located? How many cities of refuge? There were six, with three located east of the Yarden, the Jordan, and three located equidistantly within the land of Canaan, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 3 to 7. Now, later, after that, however, additional cities of refuge, additional Levitical sanctuary cities would be added after the land was settled and enlarged. We have this in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 10 to 11. Question 61. If the Sanhedrin, the assembly in a city of refuge, a sanctuary city, determined that a man murdered his brother in malice, in hatred, with enmity, afore, what was to be done? Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 12 to 13. The elders, right, the Zakim, the elders were to deliver him to the Goel Hadam, the redeemer of the blood or the blood avenger, to be put to death on sight, right, before his eyes. Question 62, what was to be done to a, quote, corrupt witness, end quote, in a trial? What was to be done to a corrupt witness in a trial, or false witness, a lying witness in a trial, according to Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 16 to 19. If a witness accuses someone of wrongdoing, and it is determined that his testimony is based on malice or a lie, false, he is to be punished by receiving the very sentence that his victim was to receive. This is why it is written, quote, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. So on this account right here, both Gandhi and MLK was wrong. MLK was wrong for following what Gandhi said while not understanding the context of what is written. This was meant to be a deterrent against those who would perjure themselves in court. And this is one of the reasons the lost sheeple amongst themselves have no justice, no peace. Question 63, is it ever permissible to be fearful in battle against Jehovah's enemies, against Hashem's enemies? Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. No. It is never, ever permissible to be fearful. Allow false evidence to appear real, to cause you phobia, to be fearful in battle against Jah's enemy. You must display, Jah, he instructs us, and this is also a command, must display faith, emunah, imnet, courage. Put your trust in Hashem, in the name, in the spirit, in the way, in the life, and his purposes. And overcome any fear, any false evidence appearing real of defeat. One who is afraid is regarded as one who has forgotten Hashem, one who has forgotten Jehovah. Refer to the Haftarah in Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 to 13. Put on the whole armor of Elohim. It don't say just put on armor. It says put on the complete armor, the whole armor of Elohim, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 to 13. The armor of light, according to Romans chapter 13, verse 12. And fight the good fight of the emunah, of the emnet, of the faith, by truthful speech and the power of Elohim, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, from Rabbi Shaul, from the apostle to the Gentiles, our brother Paul. He says, how are we to fight this good fight of faith? By truthful speech and the power of Elohim, of Elohim, with the weapons of righteousness, tzedakah, for the right hand and for the left. So we have weapons on the right hand and weapons on the left. Don't run out with the weapons on the right hand and forget the weapons on the left, but the full armor. Shear in suffering. We also command to shear in suffering. Endure hardness as a good soldier. It doesn't say a good warrior, a good soldier. See, a soldier does as commanded. A warrior goes according to the feeling of war in them. Suffering, share in the suffering, the hardness as a good soldier of HaMashiach, of the Messiah Yeshua. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Question 64, a couple more questions to get to the 72 right here for continuity. Itinuity. Question 64. What was HaKohen, the priest, required to do before Yasharallah, before Yisrael engaged in battle, according to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 2 to 4? So here we have the war laws, or what is often called the rules of engagement, the Torah of the Milchama, the Torah Shel Milchama. The rules of engagement. So what did the priest, right, was required of the Kohen, the priest, to do before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, engage in battle? Before the start of any war, the Levites, Halloween, the Lewawiyan, the Levitical, my ones and ones, were to commission a war priest. So the Levites, they commission a war Kohen, a war Kahin, to address the soldiers before the battle began. The war priest, the Milchama Kohen, was to be anointed, Moshiach, with the same oil used to anoint the Kohen Gadol, to anoint the high priest. HaKohen, the priest, would recite the Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad, and to encourage the troops, Israel's army, to put away any fear, any false evidence appearing real, any phobia of the enemy. Question 65. What promise, what yay, yay, and amen, amen, did Elohim, did the power give the armies of Yasharallah, of Yisrael, according to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4? Yahuwah, Jehovah, will go with them, fight for them, and give them the victory, give them the Yeshua, the victory, even the salvation in battle, the victory in battle. Yahweh will go with them, with I and I, will fight for them, fight for I and I, will give them, will give I and I the Yeshua, the victory, even the victory in the battle, the salvation, the Yeshua in battle. Question 66. When was a soldier exempt from engaging in battle? When was a soldier exempt from engaging in battle according to Deuteronomy, the Torah of Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 5 to 8? In two cases, in two main cases. One, when he was otherwise obliged to perform some unfulfilled mitzvah, some unfulfilled commandment, for example, redeeming first fruits of the crop, and or secondarily, if he was in fear of divine retribution for his uckery that he had committed, if he recognized that, well, he know he committed some uckery and he never really straightened that out, right? Therefore, you know, go home. Now, note that the exemption applied only in cases of optional, right, wars. So we have what we know as optional wars, which might be called political wars, optional wars, and not the wars, right? The other wars, besides the optional, the mandatory wars, are those wars that were commanded by Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, Bahakadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Wars against Amalek, Amalek, that's mandatory. Against Africanite nations, the seven, those seven nations for control and management of the land. Wars of defense for the entire nation as well. Question 67. How was Yisrael Yasharala to fight in battle other, right, than the seven Africanite nations that had infiltrated the promised land? According to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 10 to 18, how was Israel to fight other nations? So there's like two sets of, there's a mandatory against those seven nations, right, to fulfill the eviction notice that Jah had given them, right? And then there is other wars against other nations who are not these seven Canaanite, Afro-Canaanite nations. So how are we to fight them? Well, we are to first offer them terms of shalom, right? Peace, peaceful surrender with the option of voluntary self-exile, right? In other words, they can move around. They can get themselves from there, right? They can, you know, just go. We'll let you go. We'll let you vacate. That's the option of voluntary self-exile. Now, if these terms were accepted, that nation either was free to leave the territory, to move around, leave the spot, or to become, quote, politically, right, subservient to the Beta Israel, to the Bnei Israel, to Israel, to Kol Israel. Only if the terms of shalom were rejected was Yisrael Yasharala, were we required to annihilate the entire population of the besieged cities. Now, in the case of the seven Canaanite nations, however, there were to be no terms of shalom to be offered, and Yisrael was to entirely destroy all trace of their culture, cities, and property. Question 68. When Yisrael besieged a city, what was required according to the war laws in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 19 to 20? First, I and I were to leave an escape route. So when we besiege a city, what was required of us? It's required of us to leave an escape route so that any of the city's inhabitants might flee. Second, the army, the Tzava, right, the Tzavaot, was forbidden to destroy anything that was useful, right? Anything useful. We're not to destroy anything that's useful unnecessarily, such as fruit trees. This principle became known in Judaic, right, in Judaic, we could call it environmental circles, as the Judaic ethics of the Baal Tashchit. Baal Tashchit. Thou shalt not destroy needlessly. Baal tashchit, do not destroy. The sense of it, don't needlessly destroy. It is the baal tashchit, tashchit, for example, to leave a light on that serves no purpose or to neglect to repair a leaky faucet. So based on this, right, from these Torah direction instruction, do we get the example of to leave a light on that serves no purpose, right? Just don't, you know, waste, and not to neglect to repair like a leaky faucet, right? Based on this, as we study the Torah, right, in spirit and in truth. Question 69, what happens if someone discovers a murder vic in a field, but the identity of the vic, the murder vic, is unknown according to Deuteronomy 21? verses 1 to 9. In the case of a cold case, unsolved murder, there's a special rite, a ritual, and it's known in Hebrew as the Egla Arufa. This was to be performed, the Egla Arufa, to be performed that would atone for any guilt, for the guilt, for the guiltiness, the guilt incurred through negligence that might have contributed to the death. Since bloodshed must be atoned for. This is the thing that ones lose sight of. Bloodshed must be atoned for. This is based on Numbers 35:33, so that the land can have no expiation for blood shed upon it. The land can do nothing about the blood shed upon it. We must do something about the blood shed upon the land, except by the blood of him who shed it. So in Numbers chapter 35:33, it states that the land can have no expiation, right, for blood shed upon her, except by the blood of him who shed it, who shed the blood up on her, upon the land. The blood of a heifer, the egla, was substituted instead. First, HaKohen, the Kohanim, the priest, will measure the closest town to the murder scene. And then the elders of that town were required to take a heifer, the egla, right, that had never been yoked, and break its neck beside a stream of running water in a rugged area that had never been tilled or sown. The elders will then wash their hands over the heifer, the egla, and declare word, sound, and power their innocence through a scripted declaration. Now, if you say, well, what was the reason for this? Well, you know, basically, if it was not for the grace of Elohim, there go I. And I. HaKohanim, the priest, then would offer a prayer of absolution. There'll be the prayer of absolution for the murder, and thereby cleanse, right? Cleanse the land of the defilement of the bloodshed, of the shed blood. Question 70. When does the heavenly court judge quickly? Because we have the earthly, our earthly courts that Josh says we can have the judges and the officers. But when does the heavenly court, the higher court, the highest court in the universe, right? When does the heavenly court judge quick, mahira, quick, fast? If the courts of this world mete out justice correctly, if the courts on earth mete out justice correctly, then the heavenly court does not have to take action. However, if the courts themselves, the courts on this earth, this earthly plane, are unjust, then Hashem, then Jah, eventually will bring judgment upon the land, upon that land, or upon all lands where there's injustice in them. Question 71. What commandment helps you and I to sleep, to rest better? What commandment helps the eye, helps you to sleep better? We have what is known as bitachon. What is bitachon? Bitachon is trusting in Ha'ilahim, in Elohim, in the power's mercy and love. This will help you, will help I be more relaxed and to sleep, to rest better. This implies bitachon, right? Trust, trustfulness, right? We say eifidence, jafidence. This implies that we should never, never, ever go to sleep angry or in a shameful state of heart and mind where we question Ha'ilahim, the power, the true good, the true God's grace in our lives, in our liberty, bitachon. Trust, always faithful, right? Always sure. Question 72, how are we, I and I, to always, in always, always, v'zohadarek, and this is the way, how are we to always judge others? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, we are to judge others, b'fedek, b'in on fedek, in righteousness or with righteousness, with justice, with righteousness. This means granting the benefit, right, when we say of the doubt, that means we don't have any other evidence, just the evidence that we have before us. Yeah, we may feel this and feel that, but we have to judge by the witness, the two and three and more witness. So this would mean granting the benefit of doubt and using the good eye, right? The Ein Tova, right? The good eye, right? Not the bad eye, not the evil eye, but the good eye, seeing, sight, seeing, when attempting to interpret the actions of other people, when we have to attempt to interpret. That means if we have evidence that in spite of their good saying, their action, and maybe their intent was bad, we judge by the evidence. When we don't have that particular evidence, this edek, right, means that we will have to grant the benefit of the doubt based on the evidence before us and to use the good eye when attempting without having any other evidence to interpret the actions, right, of other people. So here, that was a 72 fulfilling right there, the 72 questions that took a look over an hour right here. We got 17 minutes. We know we had Psalm 4. A little bit more on Psalm 4 for the first day coming forward. But just here. Yes, sir.
Sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand,
I'm going to testify.
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 4. Give an ear here. Rise up, chant.
Psalm 4.
Mizmor Dalet. Lamnatseh, binginot, 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 mizmor le David. Le David, le David, le David.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness.
Bekori aneni Elohe Tzidki, 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 Tzidki.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, 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 distress.
Batzar hirhavtali, 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 hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear.
Honneni ushema tefillati, 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 tefillati.
O ye sons of men, men, men.
Bene-ish, 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 bene-ish.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, 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 dwell in safety.
So here, according to the royal order, that's the psalm right here, the 10th September for the Wazema, the eve of Addis Ahmed, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year. Let's ride up with a local dubwise right here, Amharic, the native speaker here, today's daily psalm on the dub, burning spear and invasion dub, coming forward.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Hear this.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture.
the good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
مزمور عرب لمزمران عليك ببغن عوج يداوي تمزمور يصدقي املاك بطرحوت 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 بطرحوت
with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
Mazmur Arab ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር የጽድቄ አምላክ በጠራሁት ጊዜ መለሰልኝ በጭንቀቴም አሰፋህልኝ ማረኝ ጸሎቴንም ስማ እናንተ የሰው ልጆች እስከ መቼ ድረስ ልባችሁን ታከብዳላችሁ ከንቱ ነገርን ለምን ትወዳላችሁ ሐሰትንም ለምን ትሻላችሁ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቁ እንደተገለጠ ወቁ እግዚአብሔር ወደርሱ በተጣራው ጊዜ ይሰማኛል ተቆጡ ነገር ግን ኃጢያትን አታድርጉ በመኝታችሁ ሳላችሁ በልባችሁ አስቡ ዝም በሉ የጽድቅን መስዋዕት ሰው በእግዚአብሔርም ታመኑ በጎውን ማን ያሳየናል የሚሉ ብዙ ናቸው አቤቱ የፊትህ ብርሃን በላያችን ታወቀ በልቤ ደስታን ጨመር ከስንዴ ፍሬና ከወይን ከዘይትም ይልቅ በዛ በሰላምተኛለሁ አንቀላፋለሁ አቤቱ አንተ ብቻህን በእምነት አሳድረኸኛልና
Psalm 4 Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call out. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, dwell in safety.
Food, shelter, and clothes. I ever give thanks to highly.
Today's daily psalm, Midrash, Mizmor, Dalet.
Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Psalm 4. Lamnat Eyach, Bi Neginot, Mizmor Litawi. Here, today's daily psalm, Midrash, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Dalet, Mizmor Psalm 4. Lamnat Eyach, Bi Neginot, Mizmor Litawi. Bekai eneni Elohes edki Batsara hir havtali Chaneni ushma'a tefilati. For the leader with string music, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Lamnat Eyach Bi eneginot Mizmor Litawi. Bekai eneni Elohes edki. All that David, that David says in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Psalms, is said of himself or of the Edat Yisrael, or of the congregation, the aggregation of Israel. And here, Midrash note, Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, all that David says in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Psalms, is said of himself or of the Edat Yisrael, of the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael. Elohei Tzidki, O Elohim of my righteousness, Elohei Tzidki. The obligation to vindicate me, to vindicate I, rests upon thee. Further Midrash notes in the Midrash, the study on the Psalms, Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 18, first section, Psalm 24.3, the third section. According to Rav Yehuda, Judah, the words, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Bi'ai eneni Elohei tzidki batzar hir havtali. This means that David, prayed for himself saying, O God of vindication, Elohei tzidki, O Elohim of vindication, tzidki. The obligation to vindicate me rests upon thee. So here, further Midrash note, taking the phrase, O God of my righteousness, Elohei Tzidki, to mean, O God, O Elohim of my vindication, Elohei Tzidki, my righteousness, Tzidki, my vindication, Tzidki. Because I am of the tribe of Judah, I am of the tribe of Yehuda, it is proper for thee to hear the voice of my prayer, Tisilati, since in Baraka, in the blessing, in the Baraka, the tribe of Judah, Moshe said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7. Vezot li Yehuda, vayomar shema'a Yahuwah, kola Yehuda. And this for Judah, vezot li Yehuda. And he said, Vayomar, hear, O Jehovah, he who be, we be, the voice of Yehuda. Shema Yahuwah, kola Yehuda. Wazot li Yehuda, Vayomar, Shema Yahuwah, kola Yehuda. According to HaRabbanim, Rabbanim, according to the scholars of Torah, the rabbis, the verse means that the Edat Yisrael, the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael, the Tsar of El, the Prince of the Almighty, Yisrael, Yashar El, the upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty. The congregation of Yisrael prayed for itself, saying, hear me when I call, Elohei Tzidki, O Elohim of vindication, of my vindication, the obligation to vindicate me, the obligation to vindicate I, the obligation to vindicate I and I rests upon thee, even if I have no good walks, even if I have no good works, show mercy to me, show mercy to I, show mercy to I and I. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught that because David said, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, according to Mizmor Gimel, Psalm 3, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm 3, verse 5, that reads, Koli Eliyahu wa ekra, wa ya'neiniya mehara kadisho, selah. We know that Ha'el, the true God, heard the voice of prayer when Ha'hekal, when the temple was standing. But with Ha'hekal, the temple destroyed, downstroyed, does he still hear? Yes, because scripture says, hear me when I call. Hear me when I call. Bikai neini, answer I, neini, answer I. Bikai, when I call upon thee by name. Bikai neini, hear me when I call. That is, whenever I call. I call, 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 I call.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Malcolm Addis Ahmed, Tadara Sachu, Ethiopia Kingdom of God, New Year, on the solar, according to the solar calculation, you know, the sun and the moon move at a different. We're both together to gather, help us for time, keeping purposes, the sun, the moon, the stars, for time related. So the solar new year, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, new year. Malcolm Addis Ahmed Adarasachu, may it reach you in a beautifully good way in Yahweh, truth and life. So here for Shabbat Kia Tate, key, when Tate, when you go forth, Bamarinya, from the Metav Kedus. When you go forward. Here we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 10 to Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 19. Here the Haftarah. Haftarah for the fifth Sabbath, Shabuah, the seventh Shabbat of comfort before the lunar solar new year, the lunar new year coming forward here, here, here. And here with the fall festival season coming forward. The season that's known as Tabernacles, the third of the three pilgrim festivals. We have like about two or so Shabuas to go, right? So here we have the prophet's reading for Rani Akara. Sing, O barren, Rani, speaking to she, Rani Akara. Sing, O barren one, picking up with Yeshaya. Isaiah chapter 54, focus verses 1 to 10. In the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading, we have Matthew chapter 5, focus verses 27 to verse 30, plus 1 Corinthians chapter 5, focus verses 1 to 5. So here, let's just go through a little overview right here. There's a thought for the Shabuah here, Torah portion commentary. One of the commentaries coming forward is concerning love and war. Love and war, thought for the Shabuah. There's a popular English maxim, a saying that states that, quote, all's fair in love and war, end quote. The implication of that English maxim and statement is that rules of proper conduct can be suspended when fighting on the field of battle, or when playing on the field of what they call romance or love. But HaTorah, John's direction, instruction, the Dibrei Elohim, the oracles of Elohim, disagree. So here, just an overview, synopsis here before we write off the Aliyot here for this 49th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Ki Teitei, when you go out, when you go forth, constitutes chapters 21, verse 10 to 25, verse 19 of Deuteronomy. Synopsis. In the previous Shabuah, the Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat Shoftim, Moshe, he defined an extensive system of justice, of tzedek, terdoh, justice shalt thou pursue for the Bnei Yisrael, for the Israelites, and pointing out to them the coming of HaMoshiach, of the Messiah, who would be the rightful king, the rightful Melech, even the goose and the guest of Yisrael, of Israel. In this Torah reading and feeding here, the 49th degree of our sabbatical studies, for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, Moshe, he returns to the immediate concern of life, of liberty in the promised land by providing further Torot, direction instructions to be enforced regarding civil life, the civil life in Yisrael. In fact, in the Judaic trod and tradition, we identify no less than 74 of HaTorah, of the Torah's 613 mitzvot, commandments, in this parsha, this portion, this reading and feeding. Check that. No less than 74 in this one Torah reading and feeding of the Torah's 613 commandments in this Torah reading and feeding at this 49th degree, more than any other Torah reading and feeding. And they cover a wide assortment of rules, regulations regarding and related to like ethical warfare, family life, family liberty, burial of the deceased, property laws, the humane treatment of animals, fair and proper labor practices, honest economic transactions, and so much more. Be an interesting study right here to study some of the Torah tort. You know about tort laws, the tort regulations. But in this one Torah reading and feeding, we're able to identify no less than 74 of the 613 commandments. It'd be interesting to look at how many positive and how many negative commands we have here in this Torah reading and feeding. But of particular interest to us, to I and I, is the statement that a man who was executed and, quote, hanged on a tree, all it, right? Interesting, if we bring it out like in the Amharic, the it in Amharic is herb, but we have et in the Ge'ez, which is tree, and here in the Hebrew we have eit, which is tree. So all eit means on the tree, hang on a tree, is, according to the Torah reading and feeding, is under the curse of Hailahim, of Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 to 23. Now, according to the ancient teaching, right, in Nezakim, the Sanhedrin 6, 4, and 3, the great Sanhedrin, the great assembly, had decided that, quote, a man must be hanged with his face toward the spectators, end quote, upon a wooden stake with his arms slung over a horizontal beam. So putting this into context, from the Brit Hayashana from the Hebrew Bible, straight through the apocryphal books, through those 400 years from Malachi to Matthew, and coming into the Brit Hadasha. It's interesting to note that the great Sanhedrin, the great assembly, had decided that a man must be hanged with his face toward the spectators, up on a wooden stake, with his arms slung over a horizontal beam, right? That's the cross beam. That's the cross right there, the horizontal beam, the cross beam. It should be noted that while this is technically what the great Sanhedrin had already had decided, technically is not the same thing. It's not the same thing as the gruesome practice of the Roman Esau crucifixion, Roman crucifixion. The reasoning based on this verse was apparently used to justify the execution of Rabbeinu Yeshua, Vainai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, according to Mark chapter 15, verses 9 to 15, and John's Gospel chapter 19, verses 5 to 7, and verse 15. The exposed body was required to be buried before sundown to keep the land from being defiled. The exposed body was required to be buried before the sun, quote, went down, or rather before the light of the sun, because the sun really, you know, that up and down, but before the light of the sun went down. Why? To keep the land, to keep her, to keep she, to keep the land from being defiled. Beside the shame and the degradation of this manner of mavet, of mot, of death, the one so executed would be unable, right, in such a position to fall to their knees even as a final act of teshuvah, of repentance, lifnei Elohim, before Elohim, thereby implying that they truly were under the irrevocable consequence of Hailahim, of the Elohim. Now, in this connection, we, I and I, should note that Rabbeinu Yeshua, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that Rabbeinu Yeshua was falsely charged with blasphemy before the corrupt assembly, the corrupt Sanhedrin of his day, according to Matthew chapter 26, verse 65, Mark chapter 14, verse 64, John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 33. An offense that was punishable, blasphemy was an offense that was punishable by stoning, according to the Orita Zeliwawian, the Torah of Leviticus, or according to the Sefer Wayikra, Leviticus chapter 24, verses 11 to 16. However, since the imperial Roman Esau's government then exercised legal, the imperial Roman government, Kaiser's government, then exercised legal hegemony over the region that once referred to as Palestine and Judea and Judahland. All capital cases, death penalty cases, capital cases, were required to be submitted to the Roman proconsul for adjudication. And therefore, we get to understand, and hopefully come to the understanding of why, right, this kangaroo, right, Judaic court remanded Adonai Yeshua. He was remanded and brought him to be interrogated by Pontius Pilate, Pontius Pilatus, because the Roman law was indifferent. They was indifferent to cases concerning, you know, the Hebrew, the Israelite, or Judaic religious practices, such as charges of blasphemy. You know, what does that mean? Blasphemy, so what, right? That's how the Roman law was. However, HaKohanim, those priests, those corrupt priests, they went even further and slandered Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri, by illegitimately switching the original charge of blasphemy to that of sedition against Rome. So when it came before Pontius Pilatus, Pilatos, you know, he said, well, you know, I'm like, am I a Jew? Like, you know, not, you know, we Roman not concerned with this, you know, blasphemy or your religion. Do your religion thing, but why is this a capital case? And then they recognize, oh, the blasphemy, right, that we could have done in the Torah, you know, based on their misapplication of Torah, they couldn't do because Roman was ruling the block, right? So what they did was switch. It's what we call a barbed wire kangaroo Judaic court, a barbed wire act. So those black Jews, yeah, they switched it up. They switched it, right, the charge of blasphemy to that of sedition, sedition against Rome. Then the Roman ears perked up and said, oh, really? Sedition? Really? Okay. Now, the Sanhedrin of the great, or the assembly, the assembly of Yeshua's day, undoubtedly, right, they had rationalized. They rationalized, right? Come on, come on. Let's be rational. They rationalized their duplicity, their flip-flop, because HaTorah allowed for an offender, right, to be impaled or, quote, hung on a tree, end quote, according to Numbers, right? Numbers chapter 25, verse 4. And since they were unable to carry out this judgment because of Roman rule, because of the Pax Romana, because of the Roman peace, because of Roman rule in the area, they needed Pilatos, Pilate, to condemn him to death by crucifixion. And this is what we find in Matthew chapter 27, verse 31, Mark chapter 15, verses 13 to 14, Luke chapter 23, verse 21, and John's Gospel chapter 19, verses 6 and verse 15. Now note that crucifixion is mentioned elsewhere, even in some of the ancient Talmuds and Talmudim, you know, ancient writings in Nashim and Yevamot 120b, regarding whether a widow can remarry if her husband had been crucified. So it was already teaching among the Rebbeinat, the Rebbanim, right, that had existed, right, concerning crucifixion, but it was regarding whether a widow could remarry if her husband had been crucified, as well as by, we have the Jewish historian Josephus, right? Now, the ancient Judaic teaching known as the Talmud, it furthermore alludes to the death of Robeinu, Einai Rabbi Yeshua, where Robeinu Yeshua is said, even in the ancient Talmud, is said to have been crucified on the eve of Pesach, according to Nezakim and Sanhedrin 43a, right? So when one say, well, whether, you know, he ever existed, so forth and so on, well, I don't know who he's talking about with this Jesus, you know what I mean? But as far as Robeinu Yeshua, Yeshua HaNotri, it is written that Yeshua HaNotri had been crucified on the eve of Pesach, the eve of Passover, according to Nezakim and Sanhedrin 43a. Now, we have a Haftarah here for Kia Tetzei, right? The Haftarah, the prophet's reading, right? And the Haftarah for Kia Tetzei is Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 10. So here we're at the fifth of the seven readings, the fifth of the seven Shabbats of comfort, the fifth of the seven readings from the prophets that are consecutively read before what is called Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Hebrew, you could say the Judaic civil year. You remember the head of the holy year, the head of the year begins way back in Abib, like roughly, you could say, 7 months earlier. But here we're coming to the end of the ecclesiastical, the churchical year, because we're coming to the end of the appointed appointments of the feasts and the festivals. The only feasts and festivals after the third of the pilgrim festivals ride on would basically, as commanded, is Shabbat. So here we have the fifth of the seven readings from the prophets consecutively read before the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, that is later called Rosh Hashanah. These Haftarot, Torah readings and prophet readings of comfort, they foretell of the restoration of Jah people, as well as the coming of the Messianic age. Now, in this sabbatical reading, Jehovah compares, Yahuwah, he compares, right, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. He compares the sons, I'm emphasizing the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to a Isha, a Esha, the Orset, to a wife who has been long barren, who has long been barren without child. According to the sages, the Rebbanim, Hailahim, Elohim is telling the wife of his youth, right? The wife of his youth, the wife that was his wife a long time, you know, like people say, we've been together since high school. So Elohim, in other words, is telling the wife of his youth, right, to sing out with joy, even though she is barren, right? Rani Akara, Rani Akara, sing out with joy. Why? For soon she will have a hard time keeping track of all of her children, all of her children, all of her children. Many, enough will return by means of a mighty wave of teshuvah, repentance, a change of mind that will sweep over the world, over this earthly plane, when Yerushalayim, even New Jerusalem, is finally redeemed and the Moshiach Yeshua reigns in the hearts and the minds of Kol Yisrael, of the Beta Israel. Though Yahweh, hey, he will be, we be hardened, Yisrael, Yasharala, for a season. Jehovah hardened Israel for a season, for a time, according to Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 29. His love, Jah love, for her, for Jah's soul people, is constant, right? Always faithful, always sure. And all his promises, his yea, yea, his amen, amen, will be konen, mekonen, will be established. In the end of days, in the end times of the Gentiles, the Anglo-European, Anglo-American world order, the end of these days, the end days, all Israel, call Israel. In the end of the times of the Gentiles, call Israel, all of Israel will be saved. In times, according to the word of prophecy, quote, like the days of Noah, end quote. But just as Jah swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so he, even he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, has sworn by his own self that Yisrael Yasharala will be regathered and will be restored. Yes, I, Rastafari. So hear, yes, I.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher, Bahar, Banu, Mikol, Ha'amim. Winatan lanu et torato. Barukata Adonai, Noten ha-Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives ha-Torah.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam vayeh, Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Jai Zai Nai Light, Nai Nai Dear Testament of the Light that shines through the night. Omul Nayan, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb. And the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for Parsha Ki Peitzei, for this Shabbat Ki Peitzei, Sabbath when thou goest forth. Hear, 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 picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 21, here at verse 10, for the Rishon, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. For the first reading, the first offering up, up offering here for this Mem Tate, Parsha, for this 49th Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here, here, here for this Shabbat Strong, 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 Shabbat Strong. The Hebrew first words and the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering. Hear, 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 hear. Give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. Domestic regulations. Veshem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weh Ruacha, Kadosh, Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. Shema'a Yisrael, give ear. Hebrew first words. Ki teitze la milchama al oibeka un natano Yahweh Eloheka beyadeka we shabita shivyo. when thou goest forth to war,
to war,
to war,
to war,
to war,
to war.
Ki teitse la milhamma, against thine enemies, al oibeka. And Yahweh Eloheka and Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath delivered, I delivered them into thine hands. Unatano Yahweh Eloheka b'yadeka, and thou hast taken them captive. U'eshavita shibyo, and seest among the captives a beautiful, eightiful woman, and has a desire to her, that thou wouldest have her to thy wife, thy Isha. Then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, to Beitika, and she shall shave her head and pierce her nails, and she shall put the raiment of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in Beitika, in the I Beit, in the I house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month, a full moon. And after that thou shalt go in to her, and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. And it shall be, if thou hast no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go whither, where she will. But thou shalt not sell her at all for money. Thou shalt not make merchandise of her, because thou hast humbled her. If a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated, and they have borne him children, sons, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son be hers that was hated, then it shall be, when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn, but he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he has. For he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. A prodigal son under law, under Torah, direction, instruction. Compare and contrast Luke's gospel. Kedus Lukas Wengel, chapter 15, verses 11 to 23. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, a prodigal son under Torah, verse 18. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, when they have disciplined him, will not hearken to them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out to the elders of his city and to the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel, call Israel, and all Israel shall hear and fear and respect, reverence, 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 reverence. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering up here for this Parsha Ki Teitzei, for this Shabbat Ki Teitzei, Sabbath when thou goest forth. Hear the Sheni Aliyah, hear. Deuteronomy chapter 21, here at verse 22 for the Sheni, the second reading. Wiki yihye bi isha chete mishpat amawet wi hu mat wi ta lita oto al eit. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, wiki yihye bi isha chete mishpat amawet, and he be to be put to death, we humata we talita oto al ait, and thou hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. for he that is hanged is accursed of Elohim, and that thy land be not defiled, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee I for an inheritance. And here, Deuteronomy chapter 22, the law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of brotherhood. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again to Achikah, to Wendemeh, to thy brother. And if thy brother, the I brother, be not nigh, near to the I, or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it to thine own house, and it shall be with thee, I, until Achikah, until the I brother, Wendemeh, seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. In like manner shalt thou do with his ass, and so shalt thou do with his raiment, and with all lost thing of thy brothers, which he hath lost, and thou hast found, shalt thou do likewise. Thou mayest not hide thyself. Thou shalt not see Achikah, the I brother's ass or his ox, fall down by the way, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination, la Yahweh Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim. If a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way, in any tree, or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the dam, the mother, sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam, the mother, with the young, but thou shalt in any wise let the dam, the dam, the mother, go, and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days.
Listen it. Listen it.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for the third offering, here for this Shabbat, Kitei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 22, here at verse 8, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third up offering up, third reading. Ki tivne bayita chadash with asita ma eke le gageka with loa tasima damima be beiteka ki ipola hanofel mimenu. When thou buildest a new house, ki tivne Bayit Chadash, then thou shalt make a battlement for the I roof, with Asita Maik Legageka, that thou bring not blood upon thine house, with Lord Tasima Damima Bebeteka. If any man fall from thence, from there, Kia yipola hanofela mimen. Here, the law of separation, verse 9. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard, be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four corners, quarters, upon the four quarters of thy vesture. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. The innocent wife, the innocent Isha, Eshet, protected. Verse 13. If any man take a Isha, a Eshet, a wife, and go into her, and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man to wife, to Isha, and he hateth her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him and discipline him. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of kesef of silver and give them to the father of the damsel because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. And she shall be Ishto, his wife. He may not put her away all his days. The guilty wife, the guilty Isha, Eshet, to be stoned. Verse 20. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's bait, her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel, to play the whore in her father's bait, in her father's house. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. If a man be found lying sexually with a woman married to an husband, if a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die, both. The man that lay sexually with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. If a damsel, that is, a virgin be betrothed to an husband, and a man find her in the city and lie sexually with her, then ye all shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and ye all shall stone them with stones that they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's Isha, Eshet, his neighbor's wife, so thou shalt put away evil from among you. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her and lie sexually with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. But to the damsel thou shalt do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin, no hatiat, no ukri worthy of death. For as when a man riseth against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none, no one to save her. If a man find a damsel, that is, a virgin, who is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie sexually with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of kesef of silver, and she shall be Ishto, his wife. Because he hath humbled her, he may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's isha, his father's wife, nor discover his father's skirt. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, Deuteronomy chapter 23, divers regulations. He that is wounded in the stones or hath his privy member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of Jehovah. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Jehovah. Even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Jehovah. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Yahweh of Jehovah. Even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Yahweh of Jehovah forever, forever. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way. When y'all came forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee, Balaam, the son of Beor of Petor of Mesopotamia, to curse thee, Nevertheless, Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah, the I Elohim, would not hearken to Balaam. To Balaam, but Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, turned the curse into a baraka, a blessing to the I, because Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, loved the I. Thou shalt not seek their peace, their shalom, nor their prosperity all thy days forever. And hear. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here. For the Rabbi, here for the fourth reading, the fourth of offering, the Rabbi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Ki Tei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Hear. Deuteronomy chapter 23, here at verse 7. Verse 7 in the KJV, verse 8 in the Sefer, here in the Chumash. Lo titta'e ba'edomi yaki ya'achika hu. Lo titta'e ba'mitzri ki ya'gera hayita be'arzo. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Lo titta'ev edomi ki achika hu. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, a Kemite, because thou wast a stranger in his land. Lo titta'ev mitzri ki ger hayita be'arso. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah, in their third generation. When the host goeth forth against thine enemies, then keep thee from every wicked, from every ratchet thing. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chanceth him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp. He shall not come within the camp. But it shall be when evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water. And when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither, where thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be, when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim walketh in the midst of thy, the I camp, to deliver, to I liver the I. And to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, be set apart, that he see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. Thou shalt not deliver thy liver to his master, the servant, which is escaped from his master to thee. He shall dwell with thee. even, among you in that place which he shall choose, in one of thy gates, where it liketh him best. Thou shalt not oppress him. Thou shalt not downpress him. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the bait, the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, for any vow. For even both these are abomination la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not lend upon usury interest to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh. Usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury interest. To a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury interest, but to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh, thou shalt not lend upon usury interest, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, may bless thee, I, in all that thou settest Yadika, the I Yad, I hand to in the land whither where thou goest to possess it, to possess her. When thou shalt vow a vow, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, thou shalt not slack to pay it. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim, will surely require it of the I. And it would be chatiyat, it would be uckery, lack, sin, forfeiture in the I. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no chatiyat, it shall be no sin, no lack, no uckery, no forfeiture in the I. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, which thou hast promised with thy mouth, 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 thy mouth.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babi Bible.
Hear O Israel, hear O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Hamishi Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Ki Tetzei. Here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Hamishi Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Ki Tetzei. Here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 23, here at verse 24, for the Hamishi Aliyah. One note is that in the Chumash, the Hebrew, this is verse 25, but here, for those following along in the English, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 24, for the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, up offering, offering up, for this Shabbat, Ki Tetzei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Ki Taboa, Bikerem, Re'eka, We'akalta, Innadim, K'nafshika, Saveka, We'loa, Kalika, Lo Titein. When thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, thy neighbor's vineyard, ki tavo bikarem re'eka, then thou mayest eat grapes, thy fill, at thy own pleasure. Ve'akalta innavim k'anaf sheka sav'eka, but thou shalt not put any in thy vessel. Wila keleka lo titain. When thou comest into the standing corn of Re'eka, the eye's neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle to thy neighbor's standing corn. And here, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 24, the Mosaic law of divorce. Compare and contrast with Matthew's Gospel chapter 19, verse 8, also 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 12 to 15. But here, still in the Hamishi, the fifth aliyah here, Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man hath taken a wife, a Isha, and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him make him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of Beito, out of his house. And when she is departed out of Beito, his house, she may go and be another man's Isha. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and giveth it in her hand and sendeth her out of Beito, his house, or if the latter husband die, which who took her to be Ishto, his wife, her former husband who sent her away may not take her again to be Ishto, his wife, after that she is defiled. For that is to'aiba, abomination, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, to commit ukri, to sin, to uk, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I, Elohim, giveth thee I for an inheritance. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 24, here at verse 5, divers regulation and the Sheishi. Here we have the Sheishi, the sixth reading, the sixth aliyah up offering for this Shabbat Ki Teisei. Deuteronomy chapter 24, here at verse 5, beginning the section, subtitled Divers Regulations. Ki yikach isha isha chadasha lo yetzeya batzava lo ya'ibora alayo li kola davara nakiya yihyeh li beito shana echat wi simach eta ishto Asher Alakach. When a man hath taken a new wife, a new Isha, a new woman, Kia Yikach, Isha Isha Chadasha, he shall not go out to war. Lo Yetzei Batzava. Neither shall he be charged with any business. With law ya ebora alayo. However, but he shall be free at home 1 year and shall cheer up his wife, which who he hath taken. Le kola davara naki yehye le beito shana echat we simach eta ishto asher lakach. No man shall take the nether or the upper milestone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Yisrael, of the Bnei Yisrael, of the Israelites, and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil rara away from among you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that thou observe diligently, and do according to all that HaKohanim, the priests, HaLewim, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them. So ye shall observe to do. Remember what Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, did to Miriam. By the way, after that ye, y'all, were come forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. When thou dost lend Achika, thy brother Windemith, anything, Thou shalt not go into Beito, his house, to fetch his pledge. Thou shalt stand abroad. And the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out the pledge abroad to thee. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. In any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment, and bless thee, and it shall be righteousness to thee, Lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah, the I Elohim.
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 And here, we're at the sixth, completed the sixth Aliyah, got the seventh, here coming to the fulfillment right here in a couple of minutes, the After Shabbat podcast, and going to the first day service, the Sunday service, and here, Melkam, Addis Ahmed, again, yes, I, at this time, right here, a little bit of Ras Johnny, play them a little bit earlier, Salam to Ethiopia. Ethiopia, yes, I, Melkam Addis Ahmed. So here, moving forward, got a couple of minutes right here, gonna seek to reboot for the Fuller Fold, the seventh Aliyah, also for the Haftarah, for Rani Akra. Some more we'd like to share right here, we're just looking at the time right here, it's very close right here, so hopefully ones and ones can, we're gonna tune in to listening, you know, just take this opportunity right now to get ready. Yes, Rastafari said get ready. A new year, new season, new time, so much going on. After 70 years, I'd like to touch on that as well. A couple of words right here, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
In my life. With King Alpha and Queen Omega, Father and Mother of Creation,
yes,
Ethiopia. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and a finder of lost children.
Call in. First aid service beginning momentarily right now. Yes, I. Rastafari.